Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Yud Ches. We started the second parak yesterday. We got into issues of Shechinim, and we mentioned that this parak is going to be about distancing different damaging situations. Whose responsibility is it? How much am I responsible to make sure my items do not damage? How much is it my right to do whatever I want? And then it's up to you to be marchit yourself from my damaging situation. So that's the question that we started to deal with. And we quoted a machlokas between Abaye and Rava, which is going to be the topic of discussion for the next blot on top, the 10th line or so, where it talks about, what if I put a damaging situation, but it's not damaging you yet? Meaning, I dig a pit, but you don't have a pit yet. So what's the halacha, right? Habal lismoch b'tzad ha-meitzar. I'm going to build something, I'm going to dig something next to the border, but you don't have a pit there yet. So do I have to worry about the future that you're going to put a pit there? So even though we said you need 3 tefachim per wall space for the pit, so do I have to worry about that before it's there? That was a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye said that you are allowed to go up to the border if right now it's not damaging. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about the future, says Abaye. And Rava says, no, eino somech, you're not allowed to. Because you have to be worried about the potential future, which again has could have a lot of halacha l'maisa ramifications in terms of what am I allowed to do? Do I have to take into account what you might do in the future? So that was the machlokas between Abaye and Rava, and we started to discuss first what exactly is the machlokas about, and now we're going to discuss a number of rayas or kashas on each shita. So I think we're just up to the second version of a certain discussion. Ika da amre. Ika da amre, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Last word on the line is Ika. Ika da amre, v'itmar Allah, amar abaye v'itemar of Yehuda, mikosel barosh aninu. They're discussing our Mishnah, whether our Mishnah is a kasha or a raya to each shita. So our Mishnah said that one has to distance their bor from the wall of the bor of their friend. Mashma, that their friend already has a bor there, and that's why I'm distancing. So bishlam alahach lishna da amrit besada ha asuya laboros divrei akolino somech, according to the version that we had yesterday, that in a field which is made for digging boros, let's say, to have water in it, everybody agrees, then you're not allowed to be somech, because then even Abaye would say, hey, you have to be worried about the future. This field is usually has boros in it, so then mathisa besada asuya laboros. And the reason in our Mishnah you have to distance. Why did the first guy have to distance 3 tefachim? Right, the Mishnah says that you have to distance 3 tefachim from the wall of your friend. Mashpah, your friend already distanced 3 tefachim. So why did he have to do that? It must be because it's a sadeh ha'asuy laboros. Ela lahach lishnan ta'amrit. B'sadeh ha'asuy laboros pligi. But according to the version that said, in a field that's made for boros, even there they argue. And even there, Abaye says he's allowed to go up to the border all the way. So Bishlama, well, we'll see. Bishlama la Rava Nicha, according to Rava. So in that case where, according to Rava, it works because the first guy had to distance, even though the second guy did not have his bar yet. Nicha, it works out. That's why the first guy had a distance. El Abaye Akasha, according to Abaye, who says that you do not have to be worried about a future nezek that you will cause based on your present actions. So in that case, so why in our Mishnah did the first guy who dug the bar have to leave 3 tefachim from the border? Abaye says, no, our Mishnah must be talking about a case where they both were digging at the same time. So one wasn't before the other. You're right. If one was before the other, the first guy would not have to worry about a future situation. But here they're digging the bas achat. That's what the case must be. Vayter says the Gemara Tashma Sela. So we are going to quote. This is not a Mishnah, but coming up, we're going to quote almost every Mishnah in our Perek to try to figure out is it a Raya or not to Abaye Rava. So we'll touch on all the Mishnahs in our Perek coming up. So Tashma, first of Brisa, Sela Hababi Yadayim. Literally, a rock that comes in your hands. What does that mean, Sela Hababi Yadayim? So it's very soft earth. Very soft earth that you could pick up, and you don't even have to dig it with a shovel. It's like sand. Dirt that's as soft as sand. So Sela Hababi Yadayim. So are there any different halachas in that type of earth, in that type of soil, than anything else? Says the Brisa, Zecho for Boro Mikan, Zecho for Boro Mikan. They each could dig a pit, Ze Marchik Shlosha Tvachim. This one has to distance three tefachim besod basid and line his to strengthen his the walls of his pit. He has to line it with lime. There's a marchik shloshet tefachim besod basid, and the other one also has to distance three tefachim and line it. Meaning both have to be marchik, both have to distance. We're going to go with Rashi's side of the question. Both have to distance, even the first ones. That's again Akasha on Abaya, who says that whenever you're the first one and the other one doesn't have a metzias yet of Nizak, so that you don't have to distance. So it's Akasha and Abaya. Answers the Gemara, Babi Yadayim Shiny. No, come on, very soft earth is very different. Babi Yadayim Shiny, why? What? The Kasha is, it says, each one of them, we're assuming it didn't happen at the exact same time, each one of them has to distance three Tvachim and line it with lime.
But it says the Pharisees.
Okay, that's going to be the next question. Babi Yadayim Shiny. So the Gemara first answers that Babi Yadayim, if it's very soft earth, so then it is different. We're going to go with the Girsa that we have first, which is Rashi's Girsa. Why is very soft earth different? Why would it be different? Why would it be different? So Rashi says it a little bit implicitly, but Tosfos says it explicitly. Look at the last line of Tosfos first. Tosfos Hachi Garsinan. Hachi Garsinan. Ulari Nireh. The last line of that Tosfos to the Re says, and this is like Rashi's Girsa, Nira Lachalik Shapir. Yeah, you could distinguish between regular dirt and soft earth. Tiyaf Agav Delo Babi Yadayim Shari Lismoch. Even though if it wasn't Babi Yadayim, it wasn't very soft earth, you would be able to go all the way up. The Babi Yadayim also Lismoch. Why? Lafisha HaKarka Mizbaka'as V'Nofeles Karka Shal Sada Chaveiro. If it's very soft earth, then you have to take even more precautions than usual. Right? Meaning why? Because usually what's the issue? The issue is, this is the lumdis that they explain Rashi in the Re. Why does Abaya say it's okay to be so made up? Because right now I'm not doing anything. I'm not being mazik you now. Eventually, when you have a bore there, then what I'm doing now is going to affect you. But by Babi Yadayim, I'm being mazik you now. I am now worsening your dirt. Right now it's causing it to fall apart. So that's why even Abaya would agree to Babi Yadayim. That's the Gersa that we have. Let's just finish the Gemara, and then we'll have the other Gersa. Says the Gemara, exactly David's question. What was the Havamina? The Brisa says, we have a Babi Yadayim, right? So the Gemara answers, Babi Yadayim is Srichalei, right? No, the Chiddush is Babi Yadayim. You wouldn't have thought it was so medactic that that it had to say Babi Yadayim. Why? Sakatai the Chamina. I would have thought, Kivan the Babi Yadayim li boi nami rav chatvei. I would have thought, we're going to see the Lav Dafka Shita in a minute, but I would have thought Babi Yadayim, why does that, even low Babi Yadayim, the halach is, why is Babi Yadayim, what's the chiddush? You might have thought that Babi Yadayim, you need even more than three tefachim. That's why it has to say, kamash malan, three tefachim is enough. Kamash malan. Period. That is all the Girsa of Rashi and the Girsa of the Re. The Rabban, the Rashba, the Ran, all the Chachmei Sfarad, and Rabbeinu Tam do not like that Girsa. They had a different Girsa. Their answer wasn't Babi Yadayim, because they didn't think that Babi Yadayim should make such a difference halachically. So the dirt falls apart now. So what? Right? Well, why is that a reason l'chalik? So their Girsa, instead of the answer being for Abaya Babi Yadayim, they have the same answer that we just had three lines ago. Right, or the previous line. They're both digging at the same time. So again, in that case, Abaya would agree, because that is, you don't have one in front of the other. So look at Tosfos. The kash hachik arsinan besfarim yishanim sel abav yadayim v'chulu v'zemachik imotvach v'sar besid v'kash al abaya. And the answer is hachanami shebo lachbar shnei b'basachas. That's the answer of the Gemara. And then the Brisa just explained ubav yadayim esrichalei, talks about abav yadayim, tell you the chiddush that you don't need more. But it's lav dafka, really, it's the answer is bo shnei b'basachas. And if you look, skip two lines on the third line, the Yeshvarim Degarsi, Taima de Babi Yadayim, Halo Babi Yadayim Lo. Some of the reason of Abaya being Babi Yadayim, which is what we have, Uparach Larava, Mashani Huadin, etc. And the Ainir Rabbeinu Tam Lachalik, Linyan Heter Lisbo, Bein Babi Yadayim, Bein Lo Babi Yadayim. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't think there should be such a distinction. But from our Gersa, obviously it sounds like there should be a distinction, and that is Rashi and the Re. Two ways to read the Gemara, two Deus. good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara last line, Tashma. So again, this is going to be a little quieter daf than the past couple of dafim. Quieter in terms of the agadic, hashkafic, philosophical lines that we've just been speaking about. Eov and the Yesodos of Emuna. So Baruch Hashem, this is also Yesodos of Emuna, the Prati Pratim. As we mentioned in last week's Parsha Shir, so you heard, why does it have all the list of the Arurs? And it has then a sum up Arur at the end, Arur Shalo Yakim, because we have to focus on the nitty gritty specifics in halacha and also the bigger picture. So sometimes in the daf we have larger questions about Tzadik Varalo Rasha V'Tovlo, right? Major overarching questions. And then we have, you know, lining my pit with lime. That's also nitty-gritty, which we have to be involved in. So Tashma, last line says the Gemara. Marchiken es hagefes, and we're quoting from our Mishnah that we had at the beginning of the parak. Marchiken es hagefes ves hazevel, ves hamelech ves hasid ves hasloim. I have to be marchik. I, the damager, the potential damager, have to distance my gefes, my the psoles of the olives. I have the peels and the psoles, ves hazevel, fertilizer, salt, ves hasid, lime, ves hasloim, certain types of fiery rocks. Because of shachaveru gimel tvachim, I have to distance it from my friends, the wall, three tvachim, osad basid, or at least line the wall so that it doesn't go through. So says the Gemara, taima dika kosel. So now we're being medayik, not just about pits, but about any damaging situation. Again, do I have to take precautions now if I'm not damaging you yet? That's the machlokas abayin and rava, and that's what all these cases we're going to try to be medayik from. Taima dika kosel. So what's the only reason we're medayik in the Mishnah is because there's a wall there. Because there's a wall and you're damaging the wall, that's why you have to take these precautions. Haleka kosel summit. But if there's no wall of his, then you wouldn't be damaging the wall, and therefore you'd be able to go all the way up, even though maybe one day he'll build a wall. So again, it's a kasha on rava, raya to abaya. Answer the Gemara low. Even if there's no wall, you cannot be somech. Even if there's no wall, I have elamai kamash malan. What's the chiddush of saying wall? Ha kamash malan tahani kashu lekosel. The chiddush is that these items are bad for walls and damage walls. Right? You might say, what does fertilizer have to do with a wall? Again, they didn't have walls like we have. Right? They had softer, maybe dirt walls, and you know, odorous items. You know, mites or items that bring a certain moisture, as we'll see, to the air. You know, any of these might damage the walls. That's the chiddush, but really, even if there's no wall there, and no riot to Abaya or Rava.
So what I'm thinking is the bigger chiddush, that even if there is no wall, he still can't do it, because one day he might build a wall.
So when is there a bigger chiddush? Even if there is no wall, so according to Abaya, according to Rava, that's not a chiddush. That applies, there are many sources. The chiddush is that it damages a wall. We're just teaching
you.
Okay, so
you know that it damages the wall. You know that even if the wall is not there.
And so whenever there are two chidushim, you have to, and you say, why doesn't the Mishnah say this one and not that one? There's got to be a reason why that one, it would be a reason more.
No, but it can give a case where it's both chidushim at the same time.
If it says the case not
there's
of
no
a wall.
Because you might build a wall and it'll damage the wall.
So okay, no, but you don't know if it might build a wall. It might do something else that'll damage. You might want to do something next to his property. I don't know if the wall is the only issue.
Is considered expected.
A wall? Okay. Maybe the Gemara, maybe the answer would be that it's not that, meaning lav dafka wall. Expected could be any type of usage that you'd be doing next to your property. Not dafka wall. Okay, but then it wouldn't be saying specifically that it's kasha lakosel. There are 10 usages that could be potentially done here. And the Mishnah wants to tell me that even to a kosel, not just to, you know, having your animals there, some other usage. You're right. I mean, the Mishnah could have said that, but I don't see that as such a greater chiddush that we have to ask why. Why did it pick this one and not that one? The Mishnah thinks that kasher lekosel is also a chiddush. Tashba, Vayter. Says the Gemara, next line of our Mishnah. Same type of idea. Well, I have to be marchik my plants or plowing or meiraglayim. If I have an outhouse there from the kosel three tvachim. Taima dika kosel. Halaka kosel samech. Again, if there's no wall or mashma, it's not going to be usur. Right, again, kasha, raya to abaya. Lo, kileka kosel nami lo samech. Again, even if there's no wall, there is no heter to go all the way up. The ela my kamash malan. What's the chiddush? Hakamash malan de metunta kasha lakosel. The chiddush is metunta, which is moisture. Rajas davalach is kasha lakosel. Again, it says wall, even though it's lav dafka wall. I forgot to mention. I wanted to mention the tosos on the bottom of the previous amud. Just going back on this these two questions are very similar. It says Tosas on the bottom, what was the riot that we tried to bring from our Mishnah? I guess you could ask it on this case also. They have to distance all of these items from the wall. So it says the Tosas on the bottom, Vatema Mai Kushya. Right? What's the problem here? Hachavade mutter lismo b'she'en kosel. She'en maza klum. What's the problem? If there was no wall here, so then what's the problem? What's the problem? You're not worried about anything. Right? It's not causing you problems that I wouldn't be able just to take it away. If you dig a pit next to your border, then what am I supposed to do when I want to dig a pit there? I can't. And you can't remove anything. Well, you're going to fill it back up, but you've already affected the soil and the earth. You've already weakened it. By building a pit, my earth is weakened. You can't change that. But here, why can't we just say, do what you want, and when I want to do something, I'll tell you to remove it. What's the problem? So maybe even Rava would agree to that. Answers, Tosfos, you have two answers. Number one, Yesh Lomar, Tahani Nami Mekalkalin Es HaKarka. No, even these do permanent damage. The Yazik Lakosa Lakisha Yivneh. Afilu Shuv Yasir. No, just like a pit. These cause permanent damage. If you have your Zevel pile at this border, then even you can't, you remove it. No, the stench will always be there. The effect will always be there. Number one. So it's just like digging a pit. Va'od Omeri. And then the Rish has a second answer. To Bechal Elu Yish Tarach V'Silukad. And a lot of these, it's a big tircha to change this. Ulakach me'ata yachol akev alav. Therefore, the neighbor could say, I don't want you to do this. Why? You'll say you remove it? Maybe you won't. Ki yesh lacha shema lo yamaher lasalko kishayir talasvas kosel. It's such a bother. You know, you'll probably procrastinate a lot. It'll probably take you a long time. So even though you're right, you can remove it, and it would theoretically be possible, but because of the tircha involved, I'm allowed to say, you know, I don't want you to do this. And just a third answer, which has a lot of lumbus related to it, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, quoted here in the Rosh. You know why? Again, what's the case? The case is, why is it, you generalize Tosa's question, why can't Reuven do something in his field next to Shimon's border, which is not damaging Shimon right now, and when Shimon wants to use near his border, Shimon can say, you know what, Reuven, okay, get rid of your stuff. And Reuven will say, okay. And Reuven will say, up until you need this, I'm going to use this place. But until then, you know, you can't complain. So Tosa says, if it's a permanent type of damage that cannot be removed, you can't do that. If it's a big tircha, that there's a good chance the guy's never going to do it because he's going to be so comfortable, you know, so then also. Number three, Rabbeinu Yonah says, maybe the neighbor could say, you know, I might not build a wall. I might not use this property for more than 3 years. And in that case, you will have a cheskas gimel shanim, because I will not have complained, the topic of the third parak of Al-Basra, you will have a chazaka, and then I will never be able to remove you. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. I'll read it to you. Rabbeinu Yonah Tiris is quoted in the Rush. And therefore, I'm going to be up the creek then. Says the Rush, I disagree. You won't have a chazaka gimel shanim there. Why? What would you say? Says the Rush, when you have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, in a situation where you should, what's Cheskas Gimel Shanim, as we're going to learn in the third parak, if you're on my field for 3 years and I don't complain about it, that's a raya that either I sold it to you, I gave it to you, that's a raya. And after 3 years, we don't expect people to hold on to their deeds. That's the concept of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. If I'm not moche, if there's no mecha, so then it's yours. If I'm moche within 3 years, then you always have to hold on to the shtar 3 years from the last mecha. Right, so that's the halacha of chazaka moshanim. All the lamdas we'll talk about, Bez Hashem, how much is it the chazaka, how much is it the imacha, the lack of protesting. A lot of lamdas, Bez Hashem, talk about in the third parak of chazaka sabatim. But says the Rush here, this wouldn't be chazaka moshanim. Why? Because chazaka moshanim is only when you should protest about something and you don't. Here, until you decide to build your wall, there's nothing to protest. What are you going to do? You're going to go and say, this guy should remove it because next year... there's nothing to protest. Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and a lack of protesting is only a raya when there's something that you should protest about and you don't. He's a squatter on your field. You don't protest for 3 years, it must not be yours. You must not be bothered by it. Right? There's a discussion we'll have. Do you need Chazaka Sheishi Mataina? Does it work purely without, let's say the guy does not say, I bought it, I sold it, it's mine. Does he have to explain himself? Does Cheskas Gimel Shanim need a taina, need an explanation or not? It's also a discussion that we're going to have. Again, this is all the third parak. But here, we have this little machlokas here between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush. Does a lack of protest work even in a place where there's nothing to protest? So again, that's relate to the lundis that we're going to have. How much is it a chazaka per se? That might be Rabbeinu Yonah. Forget the focus on the macha. If a person acts for 3 years, period, that creates a certain reality, and that's the ikker. Masha'enke in the Rush might say it's more of a focus on the mecha'ah, and therefore, because this is not a proper lack of protest, because there's no reason that you should have protested. So therefore, it's not. That's not. You can't give that answer. So the Rush would quote the other two answers of Tosfos. Anyway, so an important little Tosfos here. Three answers: two in Tosfos, one in Rabbeinu Yonah, with the Rush arguing on the third answer. Okay, let's continue now. Let's go back to the next Gemara, Tashma. We're on the 12th line of the next Amud. Now quoting the last line of the Mishnah. If I'm putting a mill, a grinding machine, next to the border, I have to distance it 3 tvachim from the bottom part, which is 4 tvachim from the top part. So taimadika kosel, again, only because there's a wall. Aleka kosel samek, if there's no wall, I could put it all the way close by. Raya to Abaya, Kasha and Rava, lo. Gileka kosel nami lo samek, even if there's no wall, so I am not allowed to be samek. Ah, vela my kamash. So why does it give the taste, the case of a wall? Ha kamash malan, to tarya kasha la kosel. To teach me that tarya. What's tarya? Tarya is vibrations, right? You're going to be grinding. Right, you ever have a drill right outside your house? The whole house is shaking. Right, so vibrations is difficult for the house, and therefore that itself is the chiddush of the Mishnah that is kasha lakosa. Again, all these cases are about Abaye and Rava. Remember, we discussed back in Eilam Metzias, probably that was the last time it came up. Whenever you have the machlokas about Abaye and Rava, we always paskin like Rava, except in six cases where we paskin like Abaye by the Yalkagams, and this is not one of the Yalkagams. Even though there's a machlokas about some of the alkagams, what are they? But this is not one of them. Tashma. Last line of our Mishnah. If you're building an oven, how do you build an oven? Remember, an oven in those days wasn't a separate piece. You have a barrel, so to speak, and you cement it to the ground, and you put a fire in the bottom of the barrel, and then you light it up. Tanur is the hottest oven. If you remember from Masechta Shabbos, there's the Tanur, Kupach, and Kira, three types of ovens. Kira is the coolest. Tanur is the hottest, and kupach is somewhere in the middle, right? So those are the three types of ovens. So if you have a tanur, you have to distance it 3 from the kli, the bottom part of the oven, shein dalam nasafa. So taima dika kosel, halek a kosel samech, where medayik every single line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers lo again, kilek a kosel nami lo samech. Even if there's no kosel, still you're not allowed to be somech. Ve'ela my kamashmalan, what's the chiddush? Ha kamashmalan de hevla kasha le kosel is to teach me that the hevel, the heat and the steam that comes out of the oven is kasha lakosel. That's the chiddush of saying it about an oven. Saying it about an oven.
Is that different than the hevel of a boar?
Beautiful. Is it different than the hevel of a boar? Well, I'll ask it a little differently. Once we have the previous cases also, right? So one of the acronym, we just find who it is to quote it. The Me'enei HaYeshua says the previous case of Zeves and Geves and Zevel, that also, sorry? And the slime, right? That also has a certain type of steam coming out of it, the rocks that cause fire. So this is going to answer your question also once I answer this question.
Well, my question is Zevel a generic term?
Right, so Lahavto. Right, so there in the bar, it's more of the suffocating nature of the Metzius. Not that it's a certain type of steam given off positively. There it might even be the lack of. The hevel of a bar is the lack of air. Here I think it's more of a something that's coming out of the item. So it might be being used in a different way. But I think the relating the bar case here, ask the Me'eni HaYeshua, didn't we just say before that the Gefes and the Zevel, that's also a hevel type of odor. So what's the chiddush of the Tanur? What's the chiddush of the Tanur? So you might have said that Gefes and Zevel is a Hevel Kavua. Once you have your Zevel pile there, and forever it's there, a Tanur you only use at certain times. So you might have said, okay, the guy will, that's not a problem of Hevel that I have to worry about. Right? So Kamash Valan, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even a Tanur, where you choose to use it at some point, it's not always, so then that is the chiddush of Tanur. Good. Tashma. So here we go. So now we're quoting many of the Mishnayos that are going to come up in this parak. Right, to figure out Abaye and Rava. This parak is all about responsibilities of the neighbor. When does he have to prevent, and when is he allowed to? And it's the neighbor's responsibility. I'm not allowed to open up. Let's say in a downstairs. You're living upstairs, or you're a property upstairs. I cannot put a bakery or a savoin. Savoin, I'm a dyer. I take. I take plants and I soak them and very hot and I make dye. So I'm not allowed to open either of these tachas otzara shel chaver under my friend's storehouse because the aromas of the big ovens will go up and damage the wheat tvua of my friend on top. Velo refes bakar, and I'm not allowed to make a stable, a refes, either. That we could all understand as being different refasos throughout our trips. So taima deika otzer. So we're medayi from the Mishnah. The only reason I'm not allowed to do this on the bottom is because there is an otzer on top, meaning I'm damaging him right now. Haleka otzer avid. But if there would not be an otzer there, then maybe if I would have, meaning generalizing it, if I wouldn't be damaging you right away, but only because of potential future avid, then maybe I would be able to do it all the way up to the border. Again, raya to abaya, answers the Gemara, dira shiny. Dira shiny. What does this mean? So first we'll go with Rov Rishonim. Rashi, Rashba, Rov Rishonim. What does dira shiny mean? The bottom guy is living there. Dira. Meaning what? It's understood. If I'm living here at least part of the time, I'm allowed to do these. These are understandable usages in my house, in the place where I live, and therefore the other guy cannot complain. Dira, that's Dira Shani according to Rashi. Look at Dira Shani, look at the top fourth line in Rashi on top, Dira Shani. Chanus Verefes Bakar, Dira Shani Shal Adamain. People live in those places. Ve'en lanu laser diraso alav elem kein hehezek muchan. And you can't aser the dira, a person living there, unless it's unless the hezek is muchan, unless it's right there. So if the person has the tua up there, then he's not allowed to do that. But if he's not there yet, this is an understandable usage of his dira, and therefore you can't prevent him from doing it. If you look in the language of this Rashi, but even the Rashba is a little more clear, anything expected is not usher. Dira shall tachton shiny. The kivan sha'adam asui la'asos b'diraso lifamim chanushal nachtomim v'tzel savayin. Sometimes people do this, so you can't usher it. Ein la'asar diraso olav. That is Rashi, that is the Rashba, and I'll just read you even a little more extreme, maybe this is a little different, not only anything expected, but if in a person's dira, he can do whatever he wants, if it's within his dira. It says the language of Rabbeinu Yonah. Parkinon dira shayni, shein machmirin al adam limnoa mimenu shelo yase b'diraso, kol ma sheyirtze. Kolz man sheino mazik es chaveiru b'sha shesomech. As long as he's not damaging right now, I can do whatever I want. Right, that is Rabbeinu Yonah, a little more expanded than Rashi and the Rashba. Not only can you do whatever is expected, but you can do anything you want. That is how Rov Rishonim read this Gemara. If you look in the Rimigash, the Rimigash has a different shot. Dira Shani is going on the upper guy. The upper guy, Dira Shani, what does that mean, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Now Rabbeinu Yonah says the Rimigash. Klomar, who is the Rimigash? We don't have him on Tuani Masechtas. We have him on Rav Avasra and on Shavuos. Right, which you get to, not for a while, but it's not so many Masechtas away, but it's a long time away. Got Bava Basra and Sanhedrin before that, and Makkos. Makkos for a month. So it says that Rimi Gash, he was the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rebbe of the Rambam's Rebbe. Right, it's very, a lot of the idea, not a lot, but many, we'll see in the Shavuos, especially, a lot of the, we have problematic Rambams, so the source of it, if you look at the Rimi Gash, the Pshat of a Gemara, we'll understand the Rambam. So you got a lot of Pshat them. But the Rimi Gash died when the Rambam was 8 or 9 years old, so it can't be that he was his Rebbe Kavua, but he was Maimon's Rebbe, but a lot of the Torah might have gone through the father to the Rambam. He was a Talmud of the Rif. The Rimigash. So says the Gemara, so Dira Shaini, says the Rimigash. Klomar, lo avid inish de avid mi base diraso otsar. Dira Shaini, people usually don't make their houses into storage houses. And what's the case here? The case here must be talking about a case where he's living there and he wants to change it into an otsar. That's what it means, Dira Shaini, says the Rimigash. People don't change their diras into otsars, and you don't have to worry about they're changing it into an otsar. Umishem hachi ki lekaba ba'aliya adayin otsar. If there's no otsar left upstairs, lo amrinan dimalamachar mimlachavad ba'otsar. You don't have to worry about it. V'yim tomar. One second. Ha'amrit, even in a sada that's not made laboros, Rava says you're not allowed to be somech. So even if, why doesn't he have to be worried here? Even if a field that is not made for boros says Rava, you can't be somech. While here, if he's living up there, you don't have to be worried that it's going to become an otsar. Says the Rimigash Lo Dami, it's still not comparable because by a field, even if it doesn't usually have pits, there's a good chance that we're going to make a pit. What's preventing you from making a pit? Ovid inish demimlach ovid by boros. But here, people don't make diras into otsars. That's very unlikely. People are living there. Right, Misham Hachi, Gileka, Otzer, Ba'aliyah, Lo Chayshina, Dilla Mimla, Fa'avila, Otzer. All the Rishonim ask on the Rimigash from a Gemara later on in our Parak. The Gemara later on seems to say, if you're about to make an Otzer, can the guy do all these things? Do you have to be worried about it if he's going to? And the Gemara seems to say that you have to be worried even if he didn't make it yet. So how does the Rimigash deal with that Gemara? But again, that you can look in the Rashba here. They all quote the sheet of the Rimigash, and they argue based on a Gemara later on, which I don't really want to get into, and they all quote like Rashi Pshat. Rashi, Rashba, that the Dirashani is going on the Tachton, not on the Elyon. But we should be aware at least of that sheet. Good. Says the Gemara Vayter. So Dirashani. So let's go with Rov Rishonim. Dirashani, and therefore, if I'm in the bottom, so I'm allowed to do whatever I want as long as I'm not damaging you right now. Dekanami, Dektani Allah, and there's a riot to this, because the next line of the Mishnah there says, Imhaiz Refes Bakr Kodemis La Osar Mutter, right? If the Refes Bakr came first, it's Mutter, right? It's Mutter, because I don't have to be worried that you're going to make an Otsar, period. Tashma, next Mishnah later on, in our Parak. Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samach Lasada, El Imkin Hechach Mimeno Dal Ramos, I'm not allowed to plant a tree next to the border of my field unless I leave four amos, 6 to 8 feet between my tree and the end of my field. Rashi says we are including here kerem, right? Not just trees, but vines. V'tani Allah, why is that? Why do you have to leave 4, 6 feet, 8 feet? Yoldat v'chazanish. Right? V'tani Allah, why? Dal rama sha'amru k'dei avodas ha-kerem. Right? You have to leave enough room for avodas ha-kerem, for working the vine, which means when you plow around these vines, you use a space of about 4 amos around the vines, and you're not allowed to put your tree so close to your friend that your plow's going to have to go into his field. So therefore, you have to leave that amount of space before the end of your field. So, taima debishum kadeavodas akarem. The only reason that I have to leave the 4 amos is because my plow otherwise would go into your field. But halamishum kadeavodas akarem, if you wouldn't have that reason, could you plant your tree so close? Samech, you can. V'yavagavdika sharsh in the gamaski, even though there's going to be attacking roots. There's going to be attacking roots underneath. So therefore, you see, again, raya to abaya, right? Even though you're going to have attacking roots. So therefore, isn't that a problem? So answers the Gemara. We'll get to exactly what the attacking roots mean in a minute. First, let's finish. Hachamayaskina demafsik tsunma. You know what the case we're talking about is? Where you have rock underneath. So the roots are not going to go to the other side. You have bedrock underneath. Right? And what's the raya? Because you continue that Mishnah. If there's a gate in between, you could go up to the gather. Go all the way up to the gather. What do you mean go up to the gather? What about the roots underneath? Must be there's a rock there. Ihachi, if so, Ema Seifa, what about the end of the Mishnah? If my roots go into my friend's field, if Reuven's roots, Reuven has a tree and his roots go into his friend's field, then Shimon is allowed to cut the roots of Reuven, the top 3 tvachim of his dirt. Because your roots, that's preventing me from plowing properly. Right? So I could cut your roots. And if we're talking about a case with this bedrock there, how are their roots going across? It's all one case. So how are their roots there if we're talking about a case of a rock? You just got to add in a line. And if there's no rock, again, all of these are very halachah lemaisa. I remember one time we had a case where there was a neighbor had this big tree, and the neighbor's tree, it was down the block, but the roots were so big that it caused everybody else's sidewalk to get cracked. Right, everybody has the sidewalks. The problem is, A, who owns the sidewalk? So the city would say it's the owner's responsibility until you get to the street. It's the owner, so we have to pay for the sidewalk. But it's his tree, it's his roots. Right, this tree, it's not a problem. Am I allowed to cut down his roots? Is that going to weaken the tree? Might break the tree. So let's say he's going to take care of his tree. Does he have to pay for my sidewalk? He already caused damage. Right, but I don't know. Maybe the tree was there before he moved in. It's been there for 200 years. Maybe it's not his problem. I moved in. And what about, is the tree on his property? What if the tree is, like they have between, like they have trees between the sidewalk and the street? So whose property is that? Right? So, right, what are trees? Right, so that's the, but either way, these are all questions that a postic has to deal with. Exactly, he has to know the legalities of it, who owns it, and whose responsibility of it. These are all important when you have sidewalks made of one piece of cement. When you just have these like little stones there with sand inside, I guess it's not as many issues. But if you have a real tree that's been there for hundreds of years, so then you have these issues. Period. Okay, what did it mean that it said? It's the attacking roots. So most Rishonim say it ruins the grounds. The Rimi Gash here says kilayim. That's the problem. That's the attacking roots. And that's why there's a Sefer HaChinuch, I don't think I mentioned it before, the Sefer HaChinuch says in Tavkuf Memches, we know five types of kelayim, right? We have the kelayim begadim, that's called shanis, two types of kelayim behema, right? Cross breeding and cross working, right? And then the two types of kelayim, there's kelayim zroim and kelayim akerim. So yes, the HaChinuch, why do you need a separate kelayim akerim? Just the kelayim zroim. Why do you have to have a separate issue of kelayim with vines? Why aren't they included in kelayim zroim? So it says the Sefer HaChinuch in Kiseitze, Tavkuf Memches. He says, also, it's an interesting halacha, kilai akarim is only asur daraisa if it's mixed with two other zeraim, not one other zera. Why? He said the Sefer HaChinuch, because a karim is so chashuv, you might have thought that anything else with it would be batel. It's such a chashuv item. Kimios karim davar chashuv ma'od, the koach tivo rav, ye batelimo min echad la'olam, v'lo yachshav l'kalayim v'leklum. That's why you need two other types. Two other types you need, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Interesting. That's why there's a separate din of Kilei HaKerem, which is even more chamor. It's Asur Bahana. It's Asur Bahana even, not like the others, which are just Asur to do. But yeah, you don't have to burn it. You don't have to burn it. Right? Kilei HaKerem, that's why the Sefer HaChinuch also continues that it's Asur even in Chutz La'aretz. But it's so stringent, it's not even in Chutz La'aretz. Kilei Zroim is not Asur in Chutz La'aretz. Kilei Zroim is not Asur in Chutz La'aretz because it's only Asur, the lower level Isur, even in Eretz Yisrael, where it applies. Whenever we mention Kilayim, you can mention the Ramban. Ramban and Parashat Kedoshim, when the Ramban talks about Kilayim, the Tama Mitzvah, in terms of playing God. Kilayim, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create this min. So, you know, it's not up to us. We don't have time to read it right now, but that Ramban is crucial on the Pasuk of Kilayim and Kedoshim. Right? It's not up to us to create new species. And that's the one makar that Rav Yashiv thought was related to the cloning issue. He thought this Ramban about Kilayim is that, you know, man is not supposed to play God. And that's the Ramban back in Parashat Kedoshim about Kilayim in general. Tashma, Vayter. Says that obviously only applies to the Kilayim of creation, not Kilayim of just the mixing, like cross working your animals. Tashma, Barchikin Silim and Abor, Esrim Vachamish Amma. If I have a tree, I have to distance a tree from a pit 25 Amas. Tamadika Bar, only because there's a bar there. Halakha Bar Samech, if there would be no bar there, I'd be able to go all the way up to the border. Raya to Abaya, lo, kilaka bar nami lo samach. Even if there's no bar there, I can't do bisomech. But kamashvalon, what's the chiddush of bor? Dat chafei ama azli sharshem amazki the bar. All right, roots. You don't have to be worried about past 25 amas, 50 feet or so, or 35, 40. You don't have to be worried after 25. That's the chiddush. Ihachi emasef. What about the next line? V'milan kodem lo yakos. But if the tree came first, then you have the pit that you don't have to force the tree, the own bala tree, to cut it down. But 1 minute. If he wasn't allowed to be somich it, according to you, Rava, who we're answering for, right? If he wasn't allowed to be somich it, so then what are you talking about cutting it, forcing him to cut it down? He wasn't allowed to be somich it anyway. So it was far away. So, as Rav Papa is going to say in a few lines, what happens if you buy a field? So too here. What's the case of buying? Discussion here between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says, if I have a field and I plant a tree in the middle of my field and then I sell half my field, so now the tree is on the border. That's a case where the tree was built birshus. And now the question is, the buyer of the field says to me, hey, cut down your tree. And I say, no, I bought it birshus. I did it birshus. Right? Tosis says, no, the case is where you sold the half with the tree. And now you say to the buyer, you know, get rid of your tree. Either way, Rashi and Tosis. Tashma. You have to distance your soaking laundry pit from vegetable, from creation, from umen abetzalim, from all these vegetables, onions, v'zachardal. Well, migurak v'zachreishim and abetzalim, creation leeks. You have to distance from onions, v'zachardal and advarim, mustard seeds from bees. All these cases you have to distance because of a certain reason. Taimadika yarek. Halaka yarek samech. So again, only because there's a vegetable there. If there wouldn't be a vegetable, it's mashma, you'd be able to go all the way up. Again, katraya to abaya lo. Kilaka yarek namilo samech. Vachamashmalan dahani kashu adadi. Now the chiddush is that the Mishnah is giving you agricultural tips. Right? These aren't good to be planted next to these. Yehachi yem seifa. What about the seifa? Rabbi Yosi mati b'chardol b'nei shiachal omer lo. Rabbi Yosi says you're allowed to plant the chardol next to the bees. Why? Because he could say to him, Asha to omer li harchek chardelcha min devorai. You're telling me get my chardol away from your bees. Harchek dvarcha min chardiloi. No, you get your bees away from my mustard. Right? You put your chocolate into my peanut butter. Right? What are you doing? Shabbos va'ochlos l'glonei chardeloi. I'm planting chardeloi. Your bees are going to come and take it. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi, as we're going to see, what Rabbi Yossi says. But it sounds like from that line, that Rabbi Yossi says, it is also the, who's the mazik, who's the nizik here? Who's the mazik? He says, you could say, it's your beastful, not my musters. Again, what's the whole machlokas? What's Rabbi Yossi saying? If the lechatchila weren't allowed to go next to each other, that was the ukimta we said for you, Rava, so what's the whole machlokas about? So Amar Rav Papa Bilokeach. That's where Rav Papa said it. We're talking about a case where the field was bought, so at the time, it was mutter. Ibilokeach, my time of the Rabbanan. If we're talking about a lokeach who was bought, how could the Rabbanan say that he has to distance himself? It was done bershus. It was done bershus. V'yod my time of the Rabbi Yossi. And also, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi? Afilu misad v'yarkanami. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter because he could have this claim, but why is mustard and bees different than the other cases? This should be mutter in all the cases for him to say this. So Amar Avina, oh. Kasavri Rabbanan ala mazik laharchek es atzmo. The Rabbanan hold, in general, it's the mazik's responsibility to be marchik. Right? If there's a mazik and a nizak, the mazik's responsibility. Mechlal de Rabbi Yossi savra ala nizak laharchek es atzmo. This is going to come up a lot. Vay mashma that according to Rabbi Yossi, why does he say what he says? Because it's the nizak's problem? Yel anizak afilu mishra v'yarkanami. Like we said before, even if it's the nizak's problem, then all the cases should be the same. Aren't they all equal? The case of the vegetables versus vegetables, and mustards versus bees, and mishra versus yarka. So, elo la'olam Rabbi Yossi nami ala mazik sfira lei. Now, Rabbi Yossi also holds that it's the mazik's responsibility. The hachi kamer lu Rabbi Yossi, but this is what Rabbi Yossi says. Lu rabbanan, teinach mishra v'yarka dani maskihani v'hani lo maskihani. Laundry pits damage vegetables, and vegetables don't damage laundry pits. So there it's clear who's the mazik and who's the nizak. That's Rabbi Yossi's point. They're both being mazik each other. My mustard seeds are making your bees crazy, and your bees are eating my mustard seeds. So that's why it's ala mazik, but they're equal. V'rabana, no, bees don't damage chardal. Right, right. We're going to have a question now. Is that a machlokas in Mitzius? But you have to, if you want to get out of that, you got to say maybe there's a certain level of hezek. And the question is that, does that get up to the limit of being considered mazik? Why doesn't it damage him? If it's seeds, the bees can't find them. If it's leaves, they grow back. Oh, so this might be a lundus. So what, that leaves grow back? But you're damaging my leaves right now. So maybe do you consider that a mazik? If the principle is going to be there. Exactly. What the Gemara says in Baba Kama Dav Gimel, Kalya Karna and Lo Kalya Karna. Is the principle going to be still there and it could grow back?
Or the Machlokas is, even if you admit that temporary damage is damage, relatively speaking, one is a mazik and one is a nizak.
Okay, even if temporary damage versus permanent damage, do you say that you take into account the temporary?
Right.
Right. So Baruch Hashem, here there are possibilities without trying to research so much that we don't have to say it's a machlokas in Mitzias. Should we stop here? One more minute. Does Rabbi Yossi really say it's the mazik's responsibility? The Mishnah says later on, Rabbi Yossi Omer, even though the bar came first, lo yakutz, the tree does not have to be cut down. You see, Rabbi Yossi says, if I built a tree, even if you have a pit there already, it's not my responsibility. So you see, what do you mean? If it's the mazik l'harkak atasma, he should have to cut down his tree. So ela la'olam Rabbi Yossi ala nizak svirale. Rabbi Yossi also holds it's ala nizak. Ula devrayandu rabbanan ka'amar lahu. Really, he's talking according to you, Rabbanan. That's why he makes the chilik between the cases. Lididi, according to me, says Rabbi Yossi, ala nizak l'harkak atasma, v'yafilu mishra v'yarkan lo boi rechuke. According to me, nobody has to distance themselves. Even, right, because it's up to you, your problem. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to damage somebody. But if I'm acting within my borders, then it's your responsibility to do what you have to do to protect yourself. But according to you, who say it's alamazik, tenach mishra v'yarka tahani maskihani v'ani lo maskihani, fine by those where there's a mazik and an izak. Aval chardol dvarim shavayim maskihadati, and therefore you should say, nobody has rights to go to the border. V'rabanan dvarim alachardol lo maskilei. No, bees don't damage mustard, iba beinsei lo mishkachazlei, iba tarfa hadr pari. Seeds they're not going to find, and leaves are going to grow back. Period. Maybe tomorrow we'll start off with a general discussion talking about, do you force people to cut down trees? When are you allowed to cut down trees? When is that okay? The issue of baltashkis, the issue of some post going to talk about the nature of cutting down a tree is very, very chomer. As we will see, that Hashem, al pi halacha, al pi kabbalah, and believe it or not, we're already on tomorrow's daf. Okay, I'll stop here.